Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's a Friday, which means Liesel van der Westhuizen is in, is here to tell us about some exciting events around fitness that are happening in a city or a province near you, or in your province, in your city, basically. Good morning, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa. And at any time, if there's something that we may not have mentioned or it's not on the list today, please feel free to WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line 072-5671-567 or 072-702-1702 so that we can make mention of it, because there's a lot out there, and I spend a number of hours putting it together and looking through events and stuff. So your emails, your WhatsApps make it easy for us as well. We'll start with World Cancer Day tomorrow, and an incredible organization called I Love Boobies. They raise funds to go to screening in rural areas for breast cancer screenings. And the team from a gym called the Switch Playground in Cape Town is hosting two I Love Boobie World Cancer Day events at 8:15 on Saturday and at 9:30 at the Switch Playground. But I thought I'd get hold of Dazza from the Switch Playground just to tell us a bit more.
Hi, this is Dazza from Switch Playground, Cape Town. This Saturday, February 4th, is World Cancer Day, and I Love Boobies will be hosting a fundraiser and awareness campaign at our studio. Join in the fun, meet new people, wear pink, support this great initiative. Book for either our 8:15 or 9:30 a.m. class on our website, switchplaygroundsa.com, by clicking the link Book Cape Town. Or alternatively, call us on 083-306-7431. I hope to see everybody on the playground.
So that's Dazza from the Switch Playground just telling us about the World Cancer Day event, and it's brought to you with donations going towards the I Love Boobies Foundation. I'm going to say that again, I Love Boobies, because it's so, you're listening, you're going, Liesel, what are you saying? And that's the reason behind the name of this NPC. It's to provide free breast examinations to South African women who are unable to have access to medical services due to financial, location, or any other reason. And they also do a variety of events. Their running kits and their cycling kits are so iconic. So just go to their website, iloveboobies.co.za, or head to Switch Playground tomorrow to find out more and be part of this event. Then something's happening at Kapaya Wines, and I got hold of Dave from Dragonfly Try to tell us more.
Kapaya Wine Farm is the place to be on Saturday the 4th of Feb. Come enjoy the full moon hike and watch the sunset with a glass of wine and great friends. You can even book your camping spots, stay over, and do the 5 kilometer or 10 kilometer sunrise run the next morning. Plus, the first 50 entries receive a free gourmet breakfast bun. It's a weekend of outdoor fun with loads of lucky draw prizes, wine tasting, music, and a vibe that will leave you not wanting to leave. So to book, visit dragonflytry.co.za/events or call Ashley on 083-299-3905. Catch you on the trails.
That's a fun one. Starting with a full moon hike, you can have a sleepover on the mountain and then a sunrise run the next morning, or just join for the sunrise run, or just join for the full moon hike if you're not able to sleep over. And dragonflytry.co.za has the details. We'll head over to Joburg, and there's lots happening. First of all, the Western Cape has a running event. It's a 3-day running trail stage race called African X. And the team in Gauteng, in Pretoria, have put together a training run just to get ready for African X. And you get together as a running community, you get time to do a few of the routes or a simulation of the routes at Wolverspruit Trails, and it's going to be led by Tabang and Franza, and there'll be different groups onto the scenic 10K route as you get ready for African X Trail Run. Even if you're not doing the African X, then it's fine. You can still go out there and have fun with the team. Entryninja.co.za has all the details. then it seems that it is, triathlons seem to be taking off in South Africa. Every second weekend there is either an on-road or an off-road triathlon. And in Gauteng at Curro College Cross, they're having their cross triathlon and duathlon. It's an off-road event. There's a sprint distance, which is a 400 meter swim, 20 kilometer bike and 5k run, or a super sprint distance, which sounds much more doable, 100 meters, 10 kilometers bike and 2.5 kilometers run. So you'll still be home in time for lunch. If I had to do that, that'd be really slow and at the back. So I'm actually just saying that to myself. There's a super sprint distance for the duathlon, which is just run, bike, run. Or you can put a team together. So get to Gauteng Curro College Cross Triathlon and Duathlon's website on the Gauteng Curro College website just to find out more. And then Die Rise next weekend. Fresh is happening at Fort Clapper Court. It's a trio series. It's Fresh Trails, and there is a variety of distances to run, a 10, a 15 and a 5, and anyone under the age of 10 gets in free. Entries on the day available, and there's a great route. There's a whole lot of goodies up for grabs in great lucky draws after the event. Medals for all finishers, because I often get emails asking, will there be a medal? So I'm just highlighting there will be medals for all finishers.
I'm with those people. I'm sorry. If I'm going to take the trouble to do a 15-kilometer trail run along a fresh route, I mean, absolutely amazing. I suppose one can take videos and photographs and share that on your Instagram, because if it's not on the gram, it never happened, right? But for me, if I don't have a medal to show that I completed this exercise, it never happened.
And that's a lot of people and how they're feeling. So I'm highlighting for you, finishers get medals. So it's part of a Fresh Summer series, which means there's a few happening throughout Pretoria over the next couple of weeks. So just check out their details for more.
Absolutely amazing. What are you doing this weekend, as we always like to ask?
I had to think for a moment. I am going bodyboarding this afternoon.
Lovely.
Something I've not really tried properly, so we'll see. Hopefully I don't get too dunked by the waves. A bit of a cycle, because the cycle tour and Ironman's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And then family relax time.
Fantastic. I hope the weather is going to be pleasant. A bit windy. It's been... which might help with bodyboarding, right?
Yes,
because
you need
those waves. But the heat, and we always have to warn you, please hydrate and make sure that you replace the amount of liquid that you're losing as a result of actually exercising.
Whether it's heat or cold, because you're actually in the cool, you forget to drink.
Yeah.
So just remember, for both conditions, just keep drinking, keep being hydrated.
Stunning. Well, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll see each other on Monday again.
See you on Monday. Thanks, Africa.